Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm going to try to do today's show off of my Skype headphones and microphone, so hopefully that works for us today. Oh my goodness, the technical challenges I have been facing, especially doing this particular show. I've talked to all the techs from, you know, all of the Comcast and Blog Talk Radio and Skype and all of these things. I think the Skype has worked out now. I'm not sure. I don't know if the others have been worked out or not, but bear with me, and hopefully you can hear me. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. This is kind of my baby. This is where pretty much anything can happen, whether it's just me talking, somebody joining me, to sharing great music with you that I support here on Flavor News Radio. Just anything could happen. I have been so busy this week that I totally forgot about that I'm continuing my four-year anniversary celebration through the whole month at the coffee house on Saturdays. And I didn't plan anything. I had originally thought I would find somebody to come co-host since Neo Soldier wasn't able to. I didn't do nothing, so just bear with me and just hang out. Let's have some great conversation. Let's play some great music. If you want to call in, feel free to. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. There's a lot of exciting things going on for me, but I thought, you know, maybe I'll give just a little bit of my story, you know, coming up throughout the show and, you know, allow you to get to know me just a little bit better. I want to play a brand new piece by an amazing soul R&B artist out of, I want to say he's Baltimore. And this is off of his Blue Midnight CD. This is J Soul, Black Sinatra, with his piece High, featuring Deborah Bond.
Yeah. Just that feel good right here. J Soul. Queen Zab.
Boy, I'm craving, it's that feeling I adore.
and honey in the moonlight. You're brighter than the sunshine, lifted in the clouds. I'm floating way up there with you, and I'll let down my pride. Yes, I am open wide. My friends, they don't know why. Your love has got me high.
Never, ever, ever wanna let you go. Once I get my hands on you, yeah.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever wanna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too. Ooh,
ooh, girl, I love you so. Never, ever, ever wanna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
Yeah. I'm missing you, girl. During this time of the year.
What do you mean, just this time of the year?
You know, I think about you all the time because you truly are my angel.
And so are you, Chris.
Oh yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio, still on Flavor News Radio. I'm celebrating 4 years on the air this month. I didn't plan anything for this show. I was so busy. I spaced about it, but, you know, I figured I could do what I normally do, play great music, open up the phone lines if anybody wants to call in, and, you know, I'll share a thought or two. I had to play some of this new music that's coming my way. I'm so excited. I know it's not Christmas, but I had to play that piece. But I'm blessed, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to share some new music, some great music, some indie music here on Flavor News Radio. So opening up today's show is a brand new piece by J Soul called High, featuring Miss Deborah Bond, going into a lovely 16-year-old by the name of Gabby with her piece The One, produced by Mud's Music out of the ATL. And then my boy Robert G down there in California with all this love off of his brand new EP that's coming out in 2014, going into my dear, dear friend Stephen Jerome Ferguson with a brand new piece called Miss You Forever that's going to be on his Ambiance CD. And just to let you know, Stephen's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me again come December 10th, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely tune in for that. Find out what's going on with his music, his brand new studio that he's been putting together, and his up-and-coming new project. Then closing out that set is my girl Jolene over there in the UK with her friend Chris James with their holiday song called Get Close to You. That girl's got a voice on her. And I kind of love, you know, the combination and contrast of the two styles blended into one. And don't they sound like they're having a great time on that piece? I was really, really excited. And, you know, I know you don't normally play holiday music before Thanksgiving, right? But I just had to play that piece. I just did. I hope you're doing well this morning. Oh, my goodness. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here in Seattle. But trust and believe, if I was to open up that door, we would freeze. It probably shut down the computer and everything. It's so cold outside. But as far as appearance goes, it is absolutely beautiful. The sky is blue. I don't know what the temperatures are, but I know it's cold. We got the heater going on. I actually have a sweater on and all of that, but I'm feeling really good. You know, I'm embarking on a new experience, a new endeavor. But I was thinking back on how this all kind of like came to be for me, and it's been an interesting journey. It's been a journey of about 10 years. You know, prior to Flavor Coffee House being built in 2003, I was a domestic violence advocate. I worked at an emergency shelter where we brought battered women and their children in for safety. It was an anonymous location. You know, even the police were not given that information. Once in a while, an abuser might find out, you know, but the security there was just solid. And in the years that I worked there, we never had an incident at the actual, you know, location, you know, but it's hard when you're in crisis mode all the time. It really is. And I took what I did very serious. I was the on-call advocate, you know, when I was off duty. I lived the closest to the shelter. So I made myself available 24/7 pretty much. And, you know, but it was something I really was very passionate about doing. I am a survivor of domestic violence. It's been many, many years, about 24 years ago, since I divorced my ex-husband, who was my abuser. So I knew that it was work I wanted to do at that point, but I also knew that I had to be separated from doing that work for many, many years from my own personal situation. You know, but my clients, the women that I worked with, you know, they appreciated me. And I think it was because I didn't come from them from a technical standpoint of a book education on the subject. It's something that I actually lived. So I could really, really understand and feel where they were at that time, and to hopefully, you know, be able to give them some words of wisdom and peace, you know, going into their future. I also, you know, during that time, started exploring with my boss, what would it look like to start a business? We started kind of plotting and planning. It was kind of around creative things because prior, you know, to all of that, I was, I've worked in the floral industry for over 20 years of my life. I started working at a flower shop when I was 13. And so we kind of were exploring, you know, ways of creating something maybe that we could do on the side out of our homes. It wouldn't take a lot of money. And then I started dating this guy, and he was a real estate professional, mortgage, and sold real estate. And he started helping me, or would I say push me in the direction of what would it actually look like if I started a business, what kind of business. And that's kind of how Flavor Coffee House, you know, was birthed, was, you know, him encouraging me to then, you know, refinancing my house to build it, getting the contractors and all. But, it was really an exciting time, too. It's a very, very scary time to step out on faith and take on a project like that. I didn't close her doors because of, necessarily failing. I closed her doors because it's really hard to be a small business owner. You have to have a lot of capital to work from. And I don't think that people really, really recognize, you know, the expenses that go into running a business, the licensing, the inspections, the, you know, keeping fresh product and keeping, you know, all the product that you need on property to, you know, having the capabilities of going out and getting product or having product delivered, you know, to just keep it all flowing, utility bills and taxes and everything that goes along with it. And I decided with the help of some amazing people that created a core to, close the doors in 2008. Very, very sad time, you know, for me. Very sad time. But the beautiful thing is I started Flavor News under the umbrella of Flavor Coffee House while I was there. It was kind of like a pastime. When it was quiet at the coffee shop, I'd be on the computer, you know, on MySpace and emailing and, you know, helping some of the local people promote what they were doing and this and that. And, you know, then I became a book reviewer for African American literature. And so I did a lot of work online with, you know, authors and the review team and all, to then never knowing, you know, that when I closed her doors, that Flavor News would grow into something more. And it's been interesting. It's been an interesting journey, you know, since I closed the doors of Flavor Coffees and Flavor Coffee House and embarked on, you know, this new journey. So let me jump into playing some more music. I'll come back and tell some more stories and see if anybody else wants to join me on this show. I'm going to play a piece from Purpose Music Group. This artist's name is Jermaine Mobley. His piece is called We Can't Finish, featuring Eric Roberson.
Welcome to the Heart Soul Experience, brought to you by Jermaine Mobley. My name's Arrow, baby. And I'm here to help you tell a story. Sometimes we get into things, then we gotta find our way out. Let's do it. It's like filled up my head, and now I see you differently. And though this wasn't meant to be, I'm locked on the outside, but in your world I'm feeling free. We leave the obvious unspoken, knowing the situation we're provoking is a knowing. But now we're open, you let me in, I let you in, now we both pretend from being more than friends. Maybe you forgot that I got someone at home, but then again, I'm curious, so I won't remind you. But when the cute innocence dies too, what do you do? What do I do?
step back, relax, detach. Think back to way before talks of us came through the door. You knew who my heart adored, but somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line, time's not on our side. Now we can't finish what we started. Talks of us came through the door. You knew who my heart adored, but somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line, time's not on our side. Now we can't finish what we started. No, 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 no. Expresses our feelings, now we feel it's okay. We try to keep attraction telepathic, but you and I had to make it graphic. Hey, it happens, at least it was magic. Now we're on another level, on which we're so compatible. Feels too natural, it's all in our minds, so it's hard to think rational. I need some time out to get my mind right. Get back to the center of my life. Can we wind and dine next lifetime?
Step back, oh, relax, relax, detach.
Oh,
think
no,
back
no,
to
no,
way
no.
before thoughts of us came through the door. You knew my heart adored. Somehow that got lost in all the time we spent. We crossed the line, time's not on our side.
Now we can't finish what we started.
What we started,
yeah.
Baby girl.
Of us came through the door. You knew who my
Thank you. to feel when I rise.
tell. Hey girl, you know I've been around the world and back.
I'm glad there's a mute button. I'm glad that I remembered to unmute myself. But today I'm playing some of my favorite music, the music that has some kind of meaning to me. And hopefully I can explain, you know, the purpose of why I've chose the music that I have. But if you're just tuning in, this is Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm continuing the celebration of being on Blog Talk Radio for the past 4 years on Flava News Radio. Never thought that, you know, I would even be doing radio, let alone be here still 4 years later. It's kind of funny how time really, really does fly. We're coming to the end of 2013, and this year went by very quickly. Was it a good year? Okay, I'm going to hold on to the good things that came out of this year. Many, many challenges came out of this year, but the challenges I'm taking in a direction of just embracing it and seeing what I actually really, really learned from the situations that I faced. But in this last set, before I go into, you know, telling you a little bit more about myself, I played Jermaine Mobley with his piece, We Can't Finish featuring Eric Roberson. And that particular track, I have much respect for the record label that he's with. I very much look up to George Littlejohn. He's given me words of wisdom behind the scene, you know, and helped me kind of understand the industry a little bit more. And I'm really appreciative, you know, that he even pays attention and that he's willing to reach out to me and, you know, pull my coattails sometimes and just share with me and help me understand, you know, that, for instance, not all regions can do the same thing when it comes to music. You know, sometimes what can be done on the West Coast can't be done on the East Coast or vice versa. And, you know, he's kind of taken me under his wing and just kind of helped educate me a little further in this industry. And so I love supporting the artists that he's got under his record label and that he supports, because they're quality artists. They really, really are. Then going into Waterseed with their piece called Daisy Chain, which is off of their brand new CD called Wonder Love 2. I had them on the Leopard Carpet with me just a little bit ago, and I find them really interesting and quality musicians, and, you know, a talent within this collaboration that they call Waterseed. They're doing some touring. They're making things happen kind of on their own. But they're really exciting to me, and I love the interesting organic twist that they put to their sound, kind of like that old soul, funk, jazz. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed having them on the Leopard Carpet with me. I enjoy, you know, playing their music and just kind of watching their journey. Well, Barry Jordan with Sunflower in My Garden. Oh, you know, I love that song. It's very haunting. But I love sunflowers. My extended family are from Sunflower, Mississippi, you know, and I just really, really like her style. She's got some new music she's working on. I have not uploaded one of the pieces that she sent me because I don't know whether I really, really have permission to share it. But it's amazing, and I look forward to being able to share her up-and-coming projects. Then we go into Tony Bunn out of Denmark, by way of the United States, with the title track to his CD, Small World. The funny thing is I really wanted to play this other track by him, and I realized what section of my music board I had uploaded it to. He actually has a track that has hip-hop on it, and it's fun, and I really wanted to play that piece. I just had an opportunity to speak with him on the phone recently because he is in the States right now, and we'll be returning to Denmark, you know, here shortly after the first of the year. But very kind man. It's kind of funny when, you know, you're connected to somebody, and maybe not even that often, but you kind of feel like you know them. But when I finally had that opportunity to speak with him, you know, it felt like, you know, just old friends, you know, and just people in the industry really appreciating what, you know, what we do in this game. So he definitely holds a little piece of my heart. Then going into Clientele, an amazing band collaborative out here in Seattle, Washington. I played their piece Every Night and Every Day featuring Todd Brown, who's the lead vocalist. And they are amazing musicians. All of the members of that particular band are outstanding on their own, but when they're together, they create magic. And it's been fun watching them. It's been fun getting to know the individual musicians and to understand their art, what they want to do with their art. And I've learned a lot, you know, about music theory, and, you know, these are the musicians that just don't play. They throw out the terminologies of what they're doing in the creations, you know, which still is going over my head, but still just being able to have that opportunity. You know, so when I have these type of experiences, it makes it all worthwhile, you know, in being who I am as Lady Flava, representing artists through Flava News or through Flava News Radio or you know, what I'm doing now with Spectrum Music Group. It makes it all worthwhile. This is definitely not an easy industry. I'm still learning lessons. I'm definitely understanding that, you know, a lot of people who claim to be something or give you the illusion that they are somebody in this industry aren't necessarily ones who are really in it. They can tell you about it. They have the information. They've done the research. They're very knowledgeable, but they are not necessarily connected. And I've learned some hard lessons, you know, in the last couple of weeks because of running into a situation in regards to, you know, somebody that I thought was in a different position, you know, out in the industry. And so it just taught me to really try to understand a little bit more. I'm really big on watching people. I'm big on listening to how they talk and what they do and who they seem to be connected to. Well, that's not all foolproof, you know. So, you know, the journey and the lessons continue. But going, you know, from, you know, my first event, doing a jazz cruise in 2004 to now, you know, doing what it is that I'm doing, I never saw this coming. Could I say this was my dream and I planned it? I didn't. I did not plan this. I did not dream this. You know, once I was into the coffee house, it became my life, and I was obsessed with it. And I had no life outside of that. When it came to Flava News, in the beginning, I suppose it was a pastime, but it kind of grew from that just because of the passion that I have for the arts and the people I was becoming connected to and the education that I was receiving freely because people liked me, that it just felt kind of natural to fall in place. And I really didn't know where I was going to go with this, but I knew that I wanted to continue supporting the arts. I wanted to really support all art forms, but it seems that I kind of been pushed in the direction of music, you know, right now, even though I still want to support literature and visual art and, you know, all the other art forms and crafters and small businesses out there. Of course, I've been pushed in the direction of music, you know, to tell you a little bit about my core family that I call my core. It's not that I'm not closely connected and working with other people, but these are my core people. I'm going to start with Lamont Carey out in Washington, D.C. He's been with me the longest. He's been with me since Flava Coffee House. The early days of Flava Coffee House, he would call me on a regular and check in on me. We'd talk about his projects, what he had going on, how I could support him. He would give me ideas of what I could do at my coffee house to try to bring in more business. He's solid. He is really solid. He's making things happen out there in Washington, D.C. He's a known spoken word artist who has traveled the United States as a spoken word artist, but he has this really strong passion for helping to build support systems, starting in the prisons to outside of the prisons, to help integrate people that are released from the prison system back into society and making that a successful transition. Very strong passion for that. So he goes around speaking on that. He's also very much a community activist and advocate, and so he speaks on a variety of things from, you know, when all of the, during Trayvon Martin's trial and all of that and the uproars and a variety of communities all over the United States, he was, you know, hosting locations where people could gather and voice their frustrations to, you know, try to come up with solutions, you know, of things that they can do within their families and within their communities to, you know, work towards a positive change, you know, under the circumstances. He's an author of 3 books. He does trainings between you know, the schools on how to work with urban students, to just a variety of things. He hosted a literary conference this past spring that I was a sponsor of, and he's just a brilliant mind. He's a brilliant mind. The obstacles he has faced in his life, he's jumped over all of them. He's never let anything stop him, you know, and he stays true to himself. And so I have much love and respect. I do a lot of work behind the scenes that you do not see that I handle for him and his assistant. And it's a pleasure, you know, to be connected to him. I think I became a better person when he came into my life also. Then there's Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. I call him my brother. He is somebody who's known me since I was a teenager. There were years in between that we were not connected. We, you know, drifted apart. And then one day he came walking through the doors of Flava Coffee House, and he never left. An amazing award-winning author. He's now signed with Zane through Streber Publishing, which is under the umbrella of Simon & Schuster. He's working on his third novel to come out in 2014. Really, really proud of him. He's a musician. He plays stand-up bass. He's a spoken word artist. He mentors and works with young children. And he's very, very wise. He and I have that relationship where we could fuss and fight, but we can't stand to be mad at each other. And so we always come right back together and resolve what it is that we went through. And, yeah, I'd lay down my life for that man. And then I go into Black Stacks. Black Stacks came into my life in 2009. And didn't really know, you know, where this relationship was going to go and, you know, what it would entail. But I have to tell you, it's been one of the best experiences of my life to work with them. Amazing talent and soul, you know, spirit, organic, creating ambiance. You know, I mean, they just, there's so many things that I can attach to what I think and feel about this particular group and as, and of them as individuals. This is definitely a relationship that started out as business, but really, really grew into family. And we didn't realize how connected we were as family when it came to this particular situation. And so, you know, it's been a blessing. It's been a journey. I've been pushed to really explore how to maneuver, you know, this industry and working with them. And I'm very, very blessed, very loyal to them. And then going into Monica Monet, you know, an amazing talent, you know, learning her as a musical talent, songwriter, performer to, you know, her as becoming my sister friend. And this journey has been, you know, a roller coaster when it comes to, you know, working with her and loving and supporting her, you know. But I, too, through that, have learned a lot in regards to what it is that, you know, the journey of who she is and what she does. And then closing out with my core is Mark Van Claggett. He came into my life. Oh, let's see. It's almost been 2 years, so the end of, like, 2011. And I've become better as far as, like, the business part. I handle a lot of business for him. I understand ASCAP. I understand Screen Actor Guild. I talk to disc makers. Through him, excuse me, I've had the opportunity to, you know, better what it is that I understand behind the scenes in this industry, writing letters and signing contracts and, you know, just doing a lot of things on that level. He and I are expanding what it is that we're doing. We're going to be combining Flava News and Marlex Records together and doing some work. And, you know, he's a hardworking man. His commitment to the industry and to entertainment and to what it is that he does, you know, that brings smiles on the face of thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around the world. I admire. I told him in 2014, somehow I am going to be able to experience him live, because it's one thing, you know, when you support people and you never have that opportunity to see them perform in person, that's one thing that I said I put on my bucket list, but I'm going to make it happen in 2014. So that's my core. That's who makes my world really make sense. We talk frequently. We have certain days that are set up that we speak. We work on projects. And, you know, we follow up with each other. We're kind of, in a sense, accountable. And it's exciting to be a part of their team. It's exciting to grow, you know, with people that are committed and dedicated to what it is that they do. And they believe in what I am doing. And so I'm going to jump into some more music and then close out the show. Thank you so much for being with me here today. Next week, it'll be more fun. Neo Soldier will be back on with me. And I still got music to give away. I got CDs here to give away. So come back and join me next Saturday when it's going to be a little bit more lively and fun. But I thought today I'd share a little bit about me more in depth so that you understand who I am and my journey to where I am today. So I'm going to start out this set with my girl Monica Monet with her single Feelings. And I am the official sponsor of that particular video when it comes out. It's going to come out right after the first of the year. Again, Feelings by Monica Monet.
I really wanna know, but I can't let them know how my hands sweat. bright lights shining far beyond your headlights. It must have been your wall. I don't know what this broken man was thinking. It seems like it's really what he wanna do, yeah. Locked tight behind these white walls with no sight. My mind is drifting off to an eagle flying far beyond a mountain peak. This lonely feeling that's in my heart and never sleeps.
Baby, your love has got me going so crazy. And this is what I get from you.
Ooh. stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer. It's time to kill the monster.
Reflected in the mirror, I did not recognize, but I got a recollection when I was once high. Might have y'all really, really surprised. Who is this man staring back, bloodshot eyes? Borderline heart attack, like step back. Skin pale, soul dried up like I'm dying now. Tears begin to well up in my heart, resist the cry. I will not let my light derail and die. Time to refactor, refuel and fly. I understand what is truly at stake now. Never again will I fade into the background, man of a scream. This is my time now. Duck dog, another fucking light bullet. Whisper to myself, I'm ready to own it. Tie my laces tight, prepare to win. This is my life, let it re-begin.
Whatever doesn't end you makes you stronger. I never wanna hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer.
I got my foot pinned through the floorboards, brand new wings, I'm ready to soar. Family's igniting my fire with dreams of gasoline. Fear is not an option, I'm ready to beam. So here I am now, stripped down to nothingness. Broke down Lego castle, let's start again. Time to stand up, I'm not alone. All my people are lifting up my throne. I refuse to let my soul die, so now I bleed. I refuse to let my life drown, so now I breathe. I'm ready to jump the cliff in order to soar. Deep breath, eyes open, rip and roar. On my tippy toes as I punch the sky. Got the whole world screaming like how high. Trying to be better than everyone thought that I could have can. Yes, so here I am.
Whatever doesn't end you makes you stronger. I never want to hear you say it's too late. Every time I see the shadows creeping in, I refuse to let you down any longer. Kill the monster.
You can scream, you can shout, but I'm taking you down tonight. Go ahead, scream, let it all out, but I'm taking you down, taking you down.
But life's beautiful. I learned nothing, it's promise before you leap of faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind cause they running this place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare. And I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there,
right there.
This is nothing. And it's still the hardest part.
Hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing. It's still the hardest part.
Will I make it to the top of the heap, or will I fall down? Touching these peaks is all I know now.
Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't dead, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get you feeling. If you're believing, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and waits, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Say the grind don't stop, 24-7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48, people come and go throughout your life, but it's always what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanting something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanting something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
All right, I'm just sharing a bit of my journey today, kind of helping you understand kind of the sequence of my life, especially my life since I built Flavor Coffee House to being Lady Flavor of Spectra Music Group in this last set. You know, these are my people. These are people that I hold dear to my heart. I played Feelings again by Monica Monet, her single off of her up-and-coming CD called Conversations with Monica Monet. This is going to be a track that she is in the process of creating official video. She's doing the final shooting tomorrow. And then the editing and putting together and everything will take place, and we should have that ready for you right after the first of the year. Going into her counterpart, Halon Keith, down there with Crazy. She and Monica do a lot of work together. He sings backup for her. They do co-writing together, and they kind of have that relationship that Alvin Lloyd, Alexander Horn, and I have. And then going into Black Sex, I Love My Life. I'm the very first person to ever play that anywhere in the world. It's now being played all over the world. It's been played in Foot Lockers and all of that, you know, stores. And it's become an anthem, you know, kind of a anthem song for a lot of people using, you know, that. And that particular song has been able to reach a large audience and people that you wouldn't even think, you know, would have an interest. That message in that song speaks to them. And time and time again, I have people reaching out to me and telling me, I mean, just the other day, you know, the East Coast was telling me, you know, how they sing that song and use it as they start their day. So that's a beautiful thing. Then going into JC Flow with Kill the Monster featuring Jennifer Newberry and Michael Wassman. JC Flow is somebody I met when I put on my first hip-hop show here in the Pacific Northwest and then at my 50th birthday party. And I admire him so much because he's a hard-working businessman. He takes care of his family first. He creates. He has a beautiful studio in his home. He puts together quality, and he will pay for it. He recognizes and understands that there's nothing really free in this industry, that, you know, if you're wanting to take things to the next level, if you're wanting to have a quality product, and so he invests, you know, in himself, and he invests in the artists, you know, that he brings along with him. And I just think he's an amazing man. I think he's an amazing husband and father. And I think he's an amazing talent. And I'm so glad to be a part of his team and doing what it is that I'm doing, you know, in trying to uplift and push, you know, the hip-hop community that wants to be heard on the radio, that wants to take things to the next level, to really understand, if nothing else, the quality of the production really, really matters. And so I learned a lot, you know, just kind of watching him and seeing how he does things. And I have much respect. He's the sponsor of my hip-hop shows every Thursday night. And I appreciate him for that. And so, yeah, that's JC Flow. Then going into BK. BK's got an amazing heart. She's from the Pacific Northwest. I do hope that she can move back up here because I want to meet her in person, and I would love to just kind of be around her on a regular. She's down there in California, and she does understand, you know, the need for quality music and, you know, messages and production and all of that. You know, she shares her heart in her, on her sleeve. You know, she definitely lets you know how she thinks and feels about things. Big supporter of the gay community, big supporter of love and life. And she's one of those people that, you know, I'm rooting for. I'm definitely rooting for. And I played her piece called Hardest Part, which Nappy Roots is a feature in it. And, you know, she shared, you know, earlier on one of my shows, you know, even just kind of some of the challenges of having Nappy on her CD and how he tried to push for the direction he wanted to go with it, but she held her ground and it went the direction that she wanted to go. So it's a very, very fine product. I would recommend that you go check, you know, her CD out of that particular piece, because it's nice, it's nice, it's powerful. So, you know, again, you know, when I think about the artists that I've been connected to, I think about the industry people who have come into my life. I think it's only natural that I'm a part of it now, you know. I think it's only natural that I had the wisdom and understanding to really, really talk about, you know, the quality of production and having artist packages together and the importance of all of the business part of it to be in place to make moves. Sometimes you just never know when those doors are going to open. And I'm finding time and time again, artists aren't ready to even walk through those doors. For a variety of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is their business part is not down. And I talk about it a lot, whether it's online, whether it's on my radio show, the importance of having your EPKs, your press kits together, quality production of tracks. If you're hip-hop, you know, having nicely blended radio-edited tracks. I do think it's a shame that that particular, I'm going to call it a genre, even though my understanding and feeling when I talk about hip-hop goes further into the culture, I'm going to identify it as a genre. It's interesting how I think that particular genre, when it comes to the underground, is very forgiving of verbiage, topics, and production. And when I have the opportunity to hear well-produced hip-hop, I know it can be done. I have such a respect for it. And all of it, there is such a variance in how it is, you know, and how it comes across. And so you know, I try to push for, you know, quality production. I try to push for, in a sense, holistic, you know, storylines that go into it. I'm for the commercial when it comes to just creating that club sound. That's fun. I'm for that. But when it comes to, you know, a lot of cursing, when it comes to degrading, belittling women, or any group of people, when it comes down to, you know, creating something that's hard and aggressive, I get it when it comes to certain things. I think, like, especially if you're in a gym working out, when you want to put on something hard and aggressive, that pushes you to work harder in a gym. I'm just using that as an example. But I think that, you know, when there's subliminal messages in there, that kind of gets absorbed, you know, into our being, that aren't necessarily of a positive, you know, influence. That bothers me. When children are exposed to it, that bothers me, you know. And I don't think that, even though, you know, when you purchase something, for instance, from a mainstream, it says, you know, explicit lyrics or, you know, parental advisory or, you know, those type of terms, I really don't believe that kids are sheltered from it. And so that really bothers me, you know, in what people are exposed to when it comes to this particular genre, which I really love and respect. And of course, it comes down to a matter of taste. I do say that, you know, it comes down to, you know, even different generations having a different appreciation for it. But as I step into the arena of, like, Spectrum Music Group, they do have hip-hop artists that they have signed. But there is a caliber, you know, there's a quality that comes along with that, too. There are certain images they will not work with, they will not sign. And I respect that. I think that's why it's kind of exciting, you know, because what it is that I want out of, you know, and expect out of artists that come my direction, they have that expectation too. Not any record label is going to, you know, support your art. And I do think that there is a way of, you know, creating your own lane. For instance, you could create your own record label if you're so committed to what it is that you're doing, and you can come up with a collaborative, a collective that comes together, pulls your money and resources together. You could create your own. But when you want to go on a different level and you want to be exposed to a variety of audiences and have that mass appeal nationally and internationally, it has to go on a level that a record label can expose you to the masses, not to a small group of people, to the masses. And that's what's now coming into my life when it comes to Spectrum Music, you know, is that I'm understanding, really understanding the business part, the chain of command to the expectation of everybody on the Spectrum Music group team, to the type of artists that they were signed, that they will sign. And it's still, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, and to be able to be exposed to people in this industry who are actually doing quality work is amazing for me. And it just, you know, again, it shows me the things that I've been talking about, why it makes sense. And I'm glad that I spoke about it, you know, over the last, you know, say 3 years of being on Flavor News Radio, and to know that the things that I've talked about are the important things that are needed when you want to take things to the next level. I do think that there are different level artists, and that their real purpose is not, you know, to be out there. It's not to get record deals. It's not to gain a whole lot of exposure. They're really happy with what it is that they're doing in the way that they're doing it, and that's okay. You know, if I want to write a piece and do it on my show or do it at an open mic, I want to be able to do that too. I'm not a professional. I don't have it perfected. I'm not a good writer. you know, but I want to be able to perform too, you know, if I want to. And so, you know, there's different levels. There's different degrees of what people are doing as artists, as people in this industry. And so I think that you just really need to do some soul searching and understand where you are and what it is that you want to do and what you're really capable of doing. And then figure out how to do that to the best of your ability. And, you know, that's where, you know, I feel like I am right now in who I am, what I'm doing, who I'm connected to. It's very, very exciting. It's very, very exciting. I have some features that are going to be coming up here in the very, you know, near future. Spectrum Music Group has reached out to me about doing features with the artists that signed to the record labels. And so coming up, first I'm going to have Donye Goodman, who is a producer who works with Spectrum Music Group. So I'm really excited about having him on. And then it's going to go into Adina Howard and Tony Terry, who are with Monarchy Records under the umbrella of Spectrum Music Group. And then I'm going to be doing Michael Walker and the Brown Edition, who's under Spectra Jazz. So stay tuned for those dates. The agency or the label is working on scheduling it out, so I'm really, really excited to have this opportunity to feature, you know, the people that are a part of the record labels under the umbrella of Spectrum Music Group. I sat and I listened to 110 tracks yesterday of submissions that were sent to Spectra off of Sonic Bids. Only one artist out of that got a 5-star from me, from the relevance of her music to the quality of the sound. She was the only one. So that really showed me, in listening to that many tracks and that many artists back to back, it really showed me production and the importance of production, because it varied so much. I know the production level varies a lot from the artists that I even play here on Flava News Radio. I recognize that too. I don't expect you to be perfect and polished, you know, to be heard here. There just needs to be something that catches my attention to say, yeah, I'm willing to play them on Flava News Radio. I push for quality. I really, really do. but some, you know, aren't necessarily there, and I understand that there's many reasons why some artists are not able to put in top production, you know, on their pieces. But then at the same time, I know that there are people who really don't understand what top production even sounds like, because I get pieces sent to me all the time. There are artists who submitted directly to me for consideration for the record label, and there's no way those pieces were well produced. And so, you know, it's just, it's interesting. It's fun. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in to just kind of listening to my story, listening to some of my favorite artists that just kind of make me smile. And, you know, let's just continue this journey together. And thank you so much for supporting Flava News Radio. Thank you for supporting the last 4 years of me being on the air and the variety of shows and the ups and downs that I've gone through in hosting Flava News Radio. I appreciate your support. Without you, I wouldn't exist. And I don't take that for granted. You know, as I learn, as I grow, as I expand, you know, I'm always here. I'm always here to share my support. And I think I plan on being on the air, you know, a lot longer. It's something I enjoy. So we've only got about like 8 minutes left in the show. I want to play some more artists that just make me smile. So I'm going to play my girl, Catherine Humes. I know I talk about her when I play her because she was sincerely one of my very first customers at Flava Coffee House. I can picture her coming through the door. I can picture her sitting at a table and studying, you know, because at that point she was going to school to be a masseuse, and bringing her dog Chester, who didn't have a voice. He never barked, he never whined, he had no voice, but just the sweetest dog. And he would just sit under the table as she studied and drank her coffee, to then, you know, us becoming friends and watching her on her journey as she stepped out on faith to drive to California and become a songwriter for movies. And she had the opportunity to write a score for a movie. And, you know, she just stepped out on faith. She just really, really did. And I admire her, and I love her very much. This is Catherine Hunes with Starship.
This is the beginning, this is the beginning, this is the beginning. Starshine, lovely, lovely starshine, coming through my window, brightening up my heart. Dreaming of a restful blue moon, press on me and you too, with a kiss good night. This is the beginning. Others can't see in. We are perfect lovers, as
as I burn bright. I can't help my rising, feeling her haze for hours. A slight breeze sings in the distance, trampled from the scent of her vapors. She comes and goes, sometimes per day. She lets me come every day, days in a day. When she's here, she's so beautiful. I gaze into her mist, lying there, moving slow as I heat her up. Her heart beats, a ripple. I'm in the middle. I feel her engulf, going to a perfect depthness until I become too much, too strong. She's disappearing. Her the fog, me the lonely sun. I became too hot. She leaves me again. Why can't we stay together? I predict when she'll be back, when the conditions are right. I'll pray she'll be back, so I can penetrate her thickness again. Until then, I'm the lonely sun.
Thank everyone for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style today. I appreciate you letting me kind of, share my story, my journey of kind of where I began from the days of being a domestic violence advocate to building Flavor Coffee House and now being A&R for Spectrum Music Group. It's been an interesting journey. It's been a challenge, but I believe it's a journey that I was supposed to take because it wasn't planned, it wasn't plotted, and I didn't dream it. I didn't see it coming. So today I close out my show with some of my people that just really, really mean a lot to me. Catherine Humes, with her piece Starship, she would come and play her guitar and hang out with Alvin and I at Flavor Coffee House, and she would come to the open mics and not always perform, but, always her presence was there. And I love her very, very much and hope to see her one day soon. Then my brother Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn with his piece, The Lonely Son. He's my heart. He's my soul. He's my big brother, and I watch him. I support him. And he watches me and supports me also. Then closing out with my partner in crime, Mark Van Claggett, with his piece, Egyptian Night. And so, today was kind of about just sharing my story, artists that make me smile or that I have some kind of story to tell about. of why they really kind of matter to me and represent something for me. So again, thank you so much for coming out to the show today. Thank you for coming to all of the shows. Thank you for spreading the word around the world. I appreciate all of you who have, you know, come and shared this time and space with me that compact continuously and, you know, to help me grow what it is that I'm doing and getting better at who I am as somebody who supports artists. Take care. God bless. Have a great, great day until we see each other again. Or should I say, you hear me again. All right. Bye-bye.